What game that you get on? Is it card or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to
All right, we're here with another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm Troy Stegner with my co-host Patrick Potter.
How you guys doing?
And we have the distinct honor of interviewing Tymok, the star of The Last Dragon, the ultimate kung fu movie, not just of the 80s, of ever.
Of ever.
They got my name right, Tymok.
Tymok.
Yeah, Tymok.
Yes.
Thank you, YouTube.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, yeah, we were making sure it was like, okay, we don't want to screw this up the furry first sentence that we came out of our mouth, so we wanted to make sure it was
so
correct.
Annalisa just introduced me, and I was mumbling, blah, 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 I didn't know what the hell was happening. But of course, there's fans, so I could do whatever I want. But anyway.
Exactly. So how are you enjoying El Paso again?
Great. I mean, I got off the plane, and I'm here. The ride was great, you know?
It's a little different
Alamo
temperature.
Draft House treats me really well, so, you know.
They fed you.
They right. fed me, you know, everything's great.
A little different temperature from New York.
Well, it was nice today. New York is really humid and hot, you know.
So, of course, we're here talking to you about the one of the greatest movies ever, Last Dragon. So now coming on its 33rd year?
35th.
35th.
Came out in 85. You're right.
Yeah, 33rd year.
33rd year.
Yeah. Math is hard.
Math is hard. Yeah, it's
my brother was the best at it. I hate him.
Exactly. So we kind of wanted to just talk about. So I actually had a couple personal questions because this has been my original DVD. This is my personal DVD.
God,
my
you're own. Old.
Yeah. Well, just waiting. I couldn't find my VHS tape. So,
right.
So that wanted to ask you a couple questions about The Last Dragon. So. I personally wanted to know one thing, and I know this is going to be a pretty stupid question. What was in the tank? I needed to know what was in the
every
tank.
Every 10-year-old asks me that question.
No,
I can't answer that.
Is it going
to
be?
I'm going to go to my grave with him. You guys are going to have to choke me.
It's going
to
be the Pulp Fiction suitcase thing. Nobody's ever going to know what it is.
Maybe in this supposed next project about Last Dragon, maybe they'll come up with something.
Oh, are we having a next project?
I don't know.
We gotta get a hold of Sony about that, right?
You know what I'm saying? You know how that is.
I had a question. You were talking about the pronunciation of your name. Is there a meaning behind that name?
Yeah, my father used to take care of a kid many years ago, and back then there was no internet, and he never saw the kid again, and he just remembered how much he loved this kid, and his name was Tymok. And my father didn't know the spelling, and he was Native American, mixed race kid, and the name is actually of a Aztec god that helped the poor, and so he just spelled my name differently. It was the vowels were European vowels, T-A-I-M-A-K, Tymok. Yeah, so that's where it came from. Actually, the guy is named Tymok Johnson Ono. He's a world judo champion. He taught Olympians and everything. Yeah.
Wow. So you're when you first started that. Now, you probably asked this. So you actually did catch the arrow.
Bullet in my teeth. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, that would be very.
Want to see?
Yeah. All right. Somebody go get a good.
How many takes was that?
This is Texas.
This
right?
is Texas. There's probably 9 of them in the movie theater right
Come
now.
Come on and get me.
All right, well, it'll probably be the last interview time like this.
I'll be running, you guys.
Wait, you said he wanted to try it out.
No, I'm just joking. Anyway.
No,
I caught the arrows. The thing was they weren't sharp.
Yeah.
So when they came at me, they were lighter wood. They didn't want to kill me in the first few, scenes that were going to be shot in The Last Dragon. But I did catch them, yeah.
So was that was it shot in order? Because if something did go wrong, did they want to do that in the beginning of the movie? Or was that in the end?
No. That, like I said, they trusted me. I was, already skilled martial artist, and I had great timing. And it just worked out where I was able to do it, yeah.
That's awesome, yeah.
I mean, it was like a... it was a barge, and they had it all set up. You saw the movie, and it was like really fun for me.
That was the most amazing barge. I mean,
most amazing teacher there at the Master.
It's a New York barge like that. I can't even imagine what the rent would go for, but
Well, back then it was different era, and the rents were nowhere near as what they are now in New York. So.
I had a quick question. I wanted to see what was harder, catching the arrow or eating the popcorn with the chopsticks?
I don't know. They were both very difficult. Took a lot of skill.
It looks like you did that quite a while and just popping it in there, and I was like,
well, you know, I
tried it once. I was like, all right, now I'm just gonna get a handful. This is just
you
ridiculous.
Know what the thing was? That movie theater that they shot that in was the actual movie theater I used to go to as a kid in the worst block in the world, 42nd Street Times Square. It was like high crime. Pimps and drugs and all that, but
they only had
martial arts movies and porn movies. So, you know, as a 13-year-old, you're not going to go into the porn movies because that's not legal.
Yeah.
But the martial arts movies were there too, and it was just the worst type of crazy crowd. Crowd. Luis Venoso wrote the movie. He's a Puerto Rican guy from New York, and he also that's where he got the idea of doing that scene in the movie theater.
Oh,
from all the craziness that would go on. Of course, he lightened it up with humor because it was a little darker.
Yeah, you probably don't want to have what actually kind of.
There were some funny things that happened.
If a riot goes out.
There were some funny things that happened in there, but it was there were also some dangerous things that were going on there.
And of course, you know, it's just like after you watch a movie, you really want to get into it, and I figured that's how, you know, which is like kind of Inception. You're watching a movie about a guy watching a movie who's watching martial arts. It's just it's a pretty cool kind of.
Yeah,
fourth wall break kind of thing. So I really like that. So yeah,
jump in, man.
sorry, no, I'm just freaking up because like I said last round.
Yeah, we're both fanboys. So
cut him off.
Sorry, no, he's mine.
No, they're
the same prison guys. Yeah. Okay, yeah, go for it.
You were a kickboxing champion there in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering how you came about to be cast in the movie because you had no acting experience up to that point.
Yeah, it's a long story. I'll give you the short. I was at a martial arts event, and they were all saying that, you know, I should go up on this role. And I was definitely, it was what every kid wants to do. But I didn't know how to get an audition. But eventually I got an audition, and I did horrible because it was a cold reading. I thought it was some martial arts demonstration. And then I ended up, you know, sour face for when I left because it was just a cold reading. I didn't know how to do that. But I had I just had worked on it and kept working on it with a friend and goofing around. And I was in Miami, you know, cleaning roofs, actually the truth. And when I went back, they said they already found somebody. But I asked them for another chance, and they fired the guy that he didn't sign, and they gave me the role, you know.
I heard that person was Billy Blanks.
No.
No? No.
He's all been right. On the internet too long.
Yeah. You go down the rabbit hole of forums and stuff like that.
No.
But, you know, and which is, talk about forums, when people talk about Last Dragon, they're always talking about either a remake or an addition. Now they're talking about doing an animated thing, which would be kind of cool.
There's a guy that has done some stuff on Instagram, Deshana. Yeah, really amazing. Yeah, really amazing. If you follow me on my Instagram, you'll see.
And what is that?
It's IamTaimak, and you could find me there. And there's some amazing stuff. We don't know. I don't know what is going to happen with this whole reboot, remake, sequel. Who knows?
And there's not a lot of movies out there from 1985 that still resonates. Like, you know, people still quote it on a daily. I quote it a lot, you know, but it's just, you know, when I was growing up and I was born in 80. So, you know, when I was a young kid and watching that stuff and after, you know, Last Dragon and you watch Bruce Lee movies and then growing up and I watched like Three Ninjas and stuff like that. So I think a lot of, you know, I kind of wanted to get your perspective on from like the golden age, you know, from Bruce Lee all the way up until kind of, you know, the end of Steven Seagal stuff where it kind of dies off, and then people like start playing video games like Mortal Kombat and getting into martial arts like that, and then it kind of taking over from CGI. Now what I think is back in the 80s where people can actually do amazing things, now it has to be all CGI.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm thinking what do you think the martial art movie genre will ever come back?
Yeah, I think it's driven by its star, really. You know, like that's how Bruce Lee, that's how I, you know, there was an ensemble around me, fantastic cast, but if the lead actor isn't someone that can carry that style of a movie, it's not going to come back. So, in my opinion, the quality of these films have diminished over time because martial arts has become more like an athletic thing. It's become more like a anybody could do it if they go to the gym. And martial arts is not just about...
I'll make you a black belt guaranteed in a year kind of thing, you know?
Right. It's yeah, martial arts is not just about throwing a kick. It's about lifestyle. It's about facing your fears. It's about self-discovery. All the things that people don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Get out off the couch and actually go work out. That's a fear I have for many years.
Well, not the working out. There's a lot of people who want to do that.
Yeah.
It's about facing your fears.
Yeah.
You had to learn on set. Do you did any of the guys take you under their wing and help you out, or was it just sink or swim? They threw you to the sharks.
The Italian guys were just goofing on me, and when me and Vanity were hanging out together, they were just cracking jokes in the motorhome all the time. That's how they were telling, like that all the time. But I have actually did a short film which you can look at on YouTube if you put my name TAIMAK. I've seen things. I did a short detective story that is just a drama. It's kind of intense, but that's the most recent thing of that.
There we go. Yeah, no, and unfortunately, Vanity passed away a couple years ago. And so they were saying that the remake with Samuel Jackson, that was a huge thing on the internet. That everybody was like, oh my God.
Everybody killed it.
And I was like, why would you bring that up? You know, but what do you have planned in the future? What are you going to be
doing? I've written some screenplays. I've written a film called Master with a co-writer. I wrote a superhero story called The Professor that I'm going to probably in the next couple of months turn it into a TV episodic type show. And then I've been working on packaging them, but I'm looking for a producer to help me get it to the next level. So that's what I'll be doing in the next few months. Besides going to another trip to Europe because I loved it out there.
Yeah, I saw your Twitter where you were just in like Germany. And
don't I get any privacy anymore?
Yeah.
Not in this age.
Publicly.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You posted that.
Yeah,
exactly. Just teasing.
Yeah. No. So it was. Sorry. Follow his Instagram. Yeah. Or don't. He'll probably punch you if you do. So.
Like I said, you're traveling around to all the Animal Draft Houses through Texas, at least. Sold-out shows.
I've been in other ones. I wrote an autobiography called Tomahawk the Last Dragon, and they have me in Missouri. They have me in Idaho, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, not Idaho. Quite a few other places, and I hear they're opening others, and I'd love to visit there, too. Yeah. Missouri, Minnesota.
You hear that, Alamo?
Virginia. Yeah.
Tim, you're getting too big, Tim. You're getting too big.
Never too big. But that's great. They're bringing, like I said, always sold out shows. 30 years later, you have so many fans. That's just got to be a good feeling.
Oh, yeah. They're right back there right now
in
the theater.
Yeah, they're
I'm
going
to go see them and talk to them. They're going to squeeze me. I'm going to squeeze
them. I think I heard a riot going on already.
It's great.
I saw a couple glows coming up, and then they told them, take the glow off or I'm taking you outside. You know, you're going to have to ask you to leave. You have the glow.
They're freaky. This is great. They get a chance to live out their dreams and meet me, and I get a chance to meet them.
Of course, new fans all the time because, I mean.
Oh, yeah. They bring kids and everything. Yeah. I mean, in New York, Film Society of Lincoln Center just partnered with Governor's Island because Governor's Island in New York, which is in the river outside of Manhattan, they renovated Governor's Island. They had a big screen there and a big area. So there's going to be over 1,000 people there, and they're going to screen the movie there. I'll be there on September 14th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
I'll be in Tempe, Arizona at the Alamo Draft House on the 6th, and I'll be in Yonkers on the 23rd. They're all sold out.
It's
on fire. Yeah.
You want to meet Tomahawk at the new Alamo Draft House in Tempe and all that? You know the dates. Come meet them. And awesome.
Is there anything else you'd like to plug before we end?
You
got your Instagram, I am Tomahawk?
I like plugs. No. Do I need? No.
No, I don't think you do.
No, I'm good, man.
Yeah. So I guess, do you have any other questions?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, like I said, guys, we want to thank you for taking the time out to let us interview you. We want to thank Alamo Draft House for allowing us to the space here to do this interview. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? 'Cause I know what them elf girls need, from WoW to